Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, you'll discover exactly what's going on here. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right, here it is, your final opportunity of the week to win yourself some merchandise. It is a set of Breakfast Show temporary tattoos for you to place on your body or the body of someone you love very much. And all you need to do is listen very carefully to this clip from yesterday's show when I was collecting your cool badges and a listener by the name of Kelly lost hers with this text. Here we go. I've just suggested to somebody on a dating app that we go on a walk to see a quote-unquote... Now, we've put that into Urban Dictionary, Kelly. I'm not surprised they ran a mile. So, to win the merchandise, what did listener Kelly offer up as a first date activity? Was it A, seeing a banging viaduct, or B, seeing a radical coliseum? So, it's A for banging viaduct. It is B for radical coliseum.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, a breakfast show that has its logo in temporary tattoo form, and we give them away in strips of three, and hoping to get their body on them is Adonai on line one. Good morning, Adonai.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are you?
Hi, very good, thank you. Adonai likes the main station, is about to embark on a 10-mile walk with their two dogs.
Wow,
so, Adonai, you've got a busy morning ahead. We won't keep you too long, but you're now in the ink tank. I need you to listen once again to this clip from yesterday's show when a listener named Kelly handed in her cool badge. I've just suggested to somebody on a dating app that we go on a walk to see a quote-unquote... Now, we've put that into Urban Dictionary, Kelly. I'm not surprised they ran a mile. So, Adonai, what was listener Kelly offering up as a first date activity yesterday? Was it seeing a banging viaduct or was it seeing a radical coliseum? A or B?
It was a banging viaduct.
It was. Yes. Adonai, well done.
Well done.
So, one question remains. Where are you going to put me on your body?
Well, you're actually going to be tattooed number 53 and 54, and I'm going to put you one on each side of my three lines that I had done at the weekend, and I'm going to get them permanently tattooed onto my back.
Right.
Wow.
You're
permanent.
You're going to have the show logo permanently tattooed onto your back, Adonai.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a first.
We've only just met. It's all happening so fast, Adonai. I don't know what to say. Yes, I'll do it. Yes.
Amazing.
Okay, so Adonai and I are going steady. So that's good to know. Do you mind if I don't have your name tattooed on my back? Is that okay? Can it be a one-way thing for you?
Well, I will be offended, but I'll let you.
Adonai, make sure you get back in touch when you've done that, and only do it if you're absolutely sure that you want to. But if you do it and we become tattoos 53 and 54, then make sure you send us a pic. Send our love to the dogs.
Do.
Have a great day ahead, my friend.
Yeah, take care. Thank
you. Done, Adonai. Bye now. That's the level of commitment I expect from everybody going forward.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to get it. I hope he just does one and sees how he feels before,
before
he does the second.
Committing to the second.
Yeah, it makes it seem sensible.
But Adonai, just make sure you're sure. Make sure you're definitely sure. Tomorrow, for you early birds, it's all about that Wix gift card worth £250.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And this, gentleman, is named Matt Dyson, and he knows everything about what's happening on TikTok and X and Instagram and OnlyFans, and he's got an update for us right now. Matt, what's going on out there?
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for that introduction. People say Snoop Dogg is the hero of the Olympics, but I think Andy McDonald might be pushing him.
Oh.
The 51-year-old skateboarder.
Legend.
He is amazing. There was a picture before he performed yesterday of him with his teammates.
Yeah.
And they're all he's got children that are older than his teammates. They're
it
all
looks like the team photo for this breakfast show. That's you.
Oh, really?
And then there's Anna and I and Glenn stood around you.
Whatever you claim to be.
Well, we're 28,
Well, it's funny enough, he describes BMX as his fountain of youth. tooth.
Oh, does
so
he?
That's what keeps
Let's send him a bottle of the sauce.
Likes BMX. He's skateboarding. So he goes on the skateboard, and his performance was amazing, considering he's 51.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he was doing. He got some serious air. His performance was unbelievable at 51.
I don't think people around that age should use that terminology.
No, I mean, I presume he does. And when he's out there, hanging tough or whatever he does, the picture has certainly got the vibe of that how do you do fellow kids meme, which was Steve Buscemi in 30 Rock. But we can't mock him, because what he's done at the age of 51 is amazing. Unbelievable. The other big Olympic story at the moment is the GB athlete whose name is Cindy Semba. She's everywhere on Twitter at the moment, everyone asking, when is Christmas? And then you see her name, Cindy Semba. You see, that's a pun that's going down very well all over the socials. Then the other story this morning relates to, it comes off the back of the 12 things you'd ban from The Office that we did the other day
great.
On the show.
Yeah.
It's Tom Davis, the cheese slice man. You may remember him.
Oh, I love Tom.
He
yeah.
posted a slice of cheese to himself in a mailbox and it turned up at his house. He has been confronting bad behaviour in his office, right? And so he's seen people leaving mugs in the sink instead of putting them in the dishwasher, which is a crime in the office.
It didn't make
really
the top 12 on Tuesday.
It wasn't
but...
particularly bad, but he's been spotting it happen. So he hid under a table in his kitchen area of his office to confront people that were doing it. Here he is explaining how it went down.
This is really getting on my nerves. Look at the contents of this sink. And it's not even full. There are, unfortunately, colleagues in the kitchen. I'll try not to disturb them too much.
Goes under the table now.
Camera, stop there.
Camera, stop there.
Can I ask why you've not used the dishwasher and you've just put your stuff straight in the sink?
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. It does say very clearly on the office etiquette sheet that you should put it straight in the dishwasher.
Okay.
Thank you.
Justice has been served.
So do look out under tables.
I like it, but what is worse, if we were doing the top 12 again, is it putting your dirty mug in the sink, or is it hiding under a desk and leaping out at your work colleagues to confront them?
It's a good question.
I mean, which one of those is a bigger problem at HR? You know, if you go to HR and it's like, what did you do, Dave?
Point.
I hid under a desk and leapt out at one of my colleagues and confronted them, or I put my mug in the sink.
Don't worry, and I was filming it all for social media as well without their permission. So,
yeah, sorry, Cara.
I've been giving people passive-aggressive looks in this office.
When they
because,
do it.
Yeah, because you know our dishwasher's been out of order.
Yeah it has been for ages.
I don't even know these people because they're my breakfast hours. But...
So you look at them, you scowl at them.
Yeah, I'll be washing up my own stuff and looking at them as if to say, come on.
Okay.
I'm washing.
Next time I play two songs back to back, you can sneak out there and hide under a desk if you want.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning, and inspired by Anna Geary revealing to me yesterday that she has housed over 40,000 boxes of Weetabix in a storeroom here.
I'm going to get a reputation.
She's got her own warehouse filled with it.
In our studio. She needed a forklift, ladies and gentlemen. Inspired by that, I'm asking you this morning about your greatest bulk buy achievements, whether they were intentional or by mistake, you know what I mean? And there's a million reasons to bulk buy, so let's share those stories. Now, here is a little bit of a test for you all. I want to get through this next call with a lovely listener by the name of Liz without anybody doing any Peter Kay impressions. Okay?
Yeah,
all
you'll
be
see
revealed
why. You'll see why.
As we say, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Liz, your story begins many years ago when you did your first online shop. What were you hoping to order? What was the plan? What was on the shopping list that fateful day?
Well, it was about 2 weeks before Christmas, so it was all lots of Christmas nibbly things, a couple of garlic bread, you know, the normal sort of stuff that you would be ordering just before Christmas.
OK, so some treats for the cupboard, for the fam. That's a lovely thing, isn't it? So... you upload the shop, then you realise you've accidentally bulk-buyed. What had you bulk bought?
Well, I didn't realise. So what I put a one in the little box to order a double garlic bread.
Okay.
Did the rest of the shop.
No Peter Kay, man! I thought you were going to say it, weren't you? Don't you dare! No Peter Kay, okay?
It's a taste sensation. I don't know if you've ever had garlic bread, but it's really
Stop it! Don't you dare! It's on the workplace list on Tuesday.
And you bought it online.
No, it's the internet, okay? Don't you dare tell us how you got your holiday done quickly. Don't you dare tell us how you just wanted to go on holiday and next thing you know, you were there. Right, Liz, you've ordered some garlic bread.
I've ordered some garlic bread, so I put a little one in the box, did the rest of the shop, and then thought, actually, it's nearly Christmas. We'll have friends round. I'll get two. So I changed the one to a two. Through the shop. Yeah. I know. So a couple of days later, the shop arrives. I'd already had a problem with the front door, and I locked myself in and couldn't open the door. So when the guy arrived, I had to pass the keys to the front door through the cat flap so he could open the front door.
Okay. It's a little plot twist I didn't see coming. Okay, so great.
So I'm a bit flustered waiting for the key, the locksmith guy to come. And I was aware of the shopping man saying something about couldn't get a double, they're singles. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Shopping came in and there was a lot of it because it was nearly Christmas. Anyway, so blah, 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 blah.
All right, Liz, take a breath. What did you order lots of, Liz?
I know. It was very stressful. So I started to unload the shopping and out comes the garlic bread and the garlic bread and the garlic bread and the garlic bread.
Oh, no.
And I hadn't put a two in. I added a two. So I had 12 double pack or something. So I had 24 sticks of garlic bread. And a front door that wouldn't open.
Christmas as well. Liz, I'm going to call Fatboy Slim. He's a friend of mine and get him to make a dance record out of you saying garlic bread, garlic bread, garlic bread just then. Liz, thank you very much indeed for sharing your bulk buy achievement. 24 sticks of garlic bread.
I didn't eat garlic bread for a year.
I bet you didn't. And I'm so pleased we got through this without doing one single Peter Kay impression. Don't you dare! We'll speak to you soon, Liz. Lots of love.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Thank you once again to listener Liz for that wonderful story and not one Peter Kay impression, which is fantastic. I want to give you a little update. I called Fatboy Slim. He's not picking up. He never answers my calls. Does Norman. He never answers my calls. So we've got this lovely garlic bread piece of audio and it needs to be turned into electronic dance music. And if Fatboy Slim isn't answering my call, then... Well, there's only two people who could step up to the plate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's been a while, but it's time for a producer challenge.
Yes.
It is the executive producer, the hype beast Womble versus Old Swiss. You've got the audio of Liz saying garlic bread over and over again.
You've got the stems.
You've got one of the biggest, most state-of-the-art radio studios on planet Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've also got 4 minutes and 1 second, which is the duration of the next song I'm playing across the Absolute Radio network and garlic.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it. Stop. Move away from your keyboards. Or they'll sleep well tonight, won't they? We've given them something to do.
So hard. Coming off their mice.
They're going to nod off in the back of the car, these two.
Yeah.
Absolutely nailing the summer holidays, aren't we? Give them something to do.
It's like a little producer's club they can go to in the day, isn't it? It's lovely.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, a lovely listener by the name of Liz said the words garlic bread over and over again because I was asking you about your bulk buy achievements. I said Fatboy Slim could do a dance remix of that. He's not answering my calls. So the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark has created an electric dance music remix of Liz's call, as has Old Swiss.
Yeah.
And now we collectively in here are going to vote who we think's the best. Now we've not heard them. We're hearing them for the first time along with you guys. Just towards the last seconds I was counting down there on that last song, the Hypebeast Womble said I couldn't find a proper DJ air horn for the end. So I hate to know what he's replaced it with, but we are about to find out. This is named Where's Your Garlic Bread At?
Oh, good. Really good.
It's a Mark Lockett original. Here we go.
Garlic bread.
Oh, nice.
Shopping, and out comes the garlic bread.
And the garlic bread.
Oh, wow.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
Here comes the horn.
That's beautiful. Basement Jacks will be pleased.
It's a what? Sheep horn!
It's a ferryman's fog horn.
Feet to ferryman.
In a rave. DJ ferryman over there. Unbelievable.
Well done. Very
that
nice.
That was really good.
Four minutes and one second to make that. Okay, now it's time for Old Swiss. His song, I can see, is half the length.
Wow.
And it's called Garlic Beats. Okay, Anna, who gets your vote?
I'm going to go for Hypebeast Womble.
You're going for Hypebeast Womble. Matt, who gets your vote?
I thought Swiss had lost it, but then that Peter Kay sample came in and really rescued it. But I still think the Basement Jacks one wins it, personally.
So you're voting for Hypebeast Womble as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the deciding vote. To make things super awkward, I'm going to give it to young producer Ellie over here. who's the winner, Mark or Dave?
I was expecting it to be Dave, but it is Mark.
It's Mark, okay, well done.
Yes. The executive producer is called that for a reason. Watching Flex!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio. If you're just joining us, we took a slight detour into electronic dance music, courtesy of two of our producers. But we have been discussing your greatest bulk by achievements, whether it be intentional or by mistake. I wanted to know. This was all inspired by Anna Geary's 7,000 Weetabix that she has in the office. Dave, I found a source of frozen Portuguese tarts. A source. Wow. The minimum order is 96. The best bulk buy ever. Wow. That's from Joe in Cumbria, who ordered 96 Portuguese tarts.
Wow, I do love a nata. Oh, they're so nice.
Steve in Gloucestershire. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. I ordered some loo roll from Amazon. I thought I ordered 32 rolls, but I actually ordered 32 packs of 32.
I guess you've always got a need for it.
They're gonna get used. This, on the other hand, Dave, years ago when I lived with my ex-partner, I asked him to go to the supermarket with a shopping list. When he came back, he had bought 100 bread rolls. He'd interpreted my writing of loo rolls as 100 bread rolls. What are we going to do with 100 bread rolls, I asked. He said, oh, I thought we're having a barbecue or something. keep them coming. Your greatest bulk buy achievements, 8-12-15 is the number.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. The greatest bulk buy achievements are blowing my mind. Steph in Maidstone. She says, hi, Dave and the team. I wouldn't exactly call this an achievement, but I accidentally bought 10 bags of grated cheese on my online food shop a few weeks back instead of the usual one. Not the end of the world, as we all love cheese in our house. No word of a lie, the following day, after the 10 bags of grated cheese arrived, I found out that I was lactose intolerant.
Oh, no way.
So sorry. Steph says, twist. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Wow. It is a twist, isn't it?
It's like an Alanis Morissette lyric, isn't it? 10 bags of cheese and I can't eat a slice.
We should do a reworking of Isn't It Ironic,
Yeah.
And that is a big one. Yeah, 10 bags of grated cheese to find out you're lactose intolerant.
Timing.
Isn't it nice? my parents have a thing for Costco, Dave. I was helping them move house a few years ago, and I was tasked with emptying the loft. I counted 300 times 24 what? Packs of loo roll. That is 7,200 rolls.
Were they using it as insulation or something? That's ridiculous.
What, you going as Halloween? A mummy again? Yeah, of course you are, yeah. Dave, I purchased a stainless steel bell online for one of my parrots. And you didn't see this coming, did you? Hey, no one saw this coming. The cheese with the lactose intolerant, that surprised me.
Bog
the
roll,
loo roll, that had blown my mind. But now a bell for a parrot? 144 turned up. But what's great about this is Vic says there's still a load of them in the garage, but I gave them to everyone I know who has a parrot. I didn't know that the parrot-owning community was so close-knit. How many people in your phone book do you know of fellow parrot owners?
Wow.
Anyway, they are your greatest bulk buy achievements, and I'm grateful for them. Thank you ever so much for every single one of you who got in touch with the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. I sincerely hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. What's the no-repeat guarantee, Dave? Well, basically, we guarantee you are not going to hear the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. across the entire Absolute Radio network. Thanks for explaining it, Dave. That's OK, you're welcome.
Who are you talking to?
What? It's time now for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Yeah, okay.
You're like, that's why you've got a co-host, Dave. Are you trying to do me out of a job? You're just going to talk to yourself.
You'd rather talk to an invisible,
you're not on LBC, Dave.
Person than me. Is that because you don't want to hear the Social Ammo Extras?
I do. I want to hear it now.
It's more Olympic content. It's something people don't really think about, what it's like for people taking part in the Olympics. Yeah. It's been Team GB. They've been out there. It's starting to draw to a close. When they come back and they have to go back to their part-time jobs,
Normal
say in
life.
A call centre or whatever, what's it like for them when they return to the office? Well, comedian Rob Morgan has imagined just that.
Who's moved my headset? I had a working headset before I left. Now I haven't got one. Who's moved my headset? I didn't take it as unpaid leave. I took it as I carried over holiday from last year and used some of my days this year. Yeah. So I put it in your calendar. Yeah.
Practicalities. Yeah.
Rob Olympics archery. It's not a village. No, it's not a village. It's much more built up than a village. So don't believe that. Everybody kind of hangs out with everybody, but I was kind of hanging out with the South Sudan rhythmic gymnastic team for a lot of it. Yeah, I was getting really close. Great bunch. But they were going to the Louvre and they invited me. Last time I'm flying EasyJet, tell you that, like, they wouldn't let me take my bow on as carry-on. I always take it on as carry-on, always, and it had to go in the hold. Get to Luton Airport, where's my bow? I'm stood there like a lemon, just holding arrows. The heptathlon lot, it is very much a closed group. Yeah, you have to be doing some sort of track and field to hang out with them. Hello, sir. Could I speak to the business owner, please?
That's lovely stuff. I'll share the full video on X. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
Well done, Matt.
Well done, Matt.
Thanks.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Oh, and just like that, it is time again to bid you farewell, to thank you for tuning in and joining in this morning's edition of The Breakfast Show, which, of course, you can enjoy again on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait for the latest episode of The Daily Podcast, which will be made available real soon wherever you do your pod dealings. But what's it going to be called? Matt Dyson, the podcast naming bell rung on a few occasions this morning, including Please Leave Your Bongos at the Door.
Yeah.
He got some serious air, hanging tough, and I Need the Fibre.
Oh, Geary's explanation for a bulk-bought Weetabix was incredibly strong, but I think maybe we should go with the advice to all listeners as we welcomed them to the show. Please Leave Your Bongos at the Door.
Yes, a good piece of life advice there. And so it is the name of the daily podcast. Right, Sophie Kay's going to be here next. She'll have some tea break trivia fun and the details you need to enter the cash register, which tomorrow aims to give one of you £270,000. And speaking of tomorrow, well, we'll be back at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.